Hey, greetings everyone. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I'm out taking a walk on a very, very cool night. What a busy day. Had a lot of work done. Got to fellowship with a brother. Got to witness when we rolled into a town. Got to do some teachings. Today I want to talk about, on this teaching audio, let's talk about, let your works be seen before men. Let your works be seen before men. I want to encourage you, edify you today, with a quick thought, a quick teaching from God's holy word. In this teaching, I'm going to give you a good reason why you might see my preaching videos, you might hear my witnessing audios, you may see the things we do in our ministry and wonder, why does Brother James put those on the internet? Why is he putting that out there? Well, I'm going to give you some answers for that right here. Jesus tells us who we are and what we are to do. Ready? Matthew 5, 13 through 16. Ye are salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. Jesus tells us to let our good works be seen before men. We're salt. Salt preserves. Light shows the way. Amen. Now, let's talk about what Jesus told us not to do in public. Jesus said, pray in secret. Matthew 6, 5 through 6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stand praying in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So we're to pray in secret, but let our good works be seen before men. How about giving? Jesus said in Matthew 6, 3 and 4, but when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. For thy Father which seeth the secret himself shall reward thee openly. All right, so he's telling us that we're to let our good works be seen in public. And I just read where he said that we are to pray in private, right? Now he's talking about giving in private. I just read Matthew 6, 3 through 4. So it's interesting. The works are to be done in public, but praying and giving is to be done privately. All right. These good works, what are they? Well, let's talk about that. What would the good works that could be done publicly for people to see? Well, clearly it's preaching the gospel. He said, go, lift up your voice, preach the gospel. It's always street preach. It's witnessing to the lost one-on-one, right? We do that almost every day. Hand out gospel tracts, tell people about Christ one-on-one. How about living holy and obeying him in how we live, our actions, our dress, our talk, who we associate with, what we value, what we've turned away from, not living as the world, but living holy. These are all things that people can see in us, and they can find out why we do it, and then glorify our Father in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Now, think about what are the purposes of these works being seen. What's the point of this? Well, I came up with a few. You could probably come up with a few more. It glorifies the Father in heaven. That's what Jesus said. It proves and shows our love of God, right? 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we obey God, keep his commandments. It edifies the saints that we know, because as they see us do the works of God, they're edified. Paul talked about that. As he worked and labored, other men were edified by his works and his labors. And it's a witness to the lost in the world. We're light. We're salt. Light shines, salt preserves. What are we preserving? The truth of God's word. We do that via obedience and holiness and good works that the world can see. So if you think about it, this all makes really perfectly good sense. We do these good works in public, We don't do it to lift ourselves up. All right, that's one thing I want to note. So if you're going to do ministry, you shouldn't name your ministry after yourself. Who are you promoting? Yeah, yourself. And if you're going to street preach, you shouldn't have your face in front of the camera every single second to make it all about you, the street preacher. That seems awful prideful, and it's a lot of attention getting. So we can show our good works to the public, put it on the internet, people can see it all around us, but we still can be decreasing so Christ can increase. John the Baptist talked about that in John 3:30. So if you ponder that, we're supposed to do our good works in public, we're supposed to pray in private, give in private. Well, why do we stand against churchianity? Well, they have it all backwards. They often pray in public and put it out on the internet, Facebook, YouTube, all over. They give and announce how much they've been giving and put it all over the internet. Yeah. So they're doing it in public when Jesus said do it in private. But when it comes to the good works, obedience, holiness, coming out of the world, preaching the gospel to the lost, living holy, dressing biblical, coming out of pagan ways, that's non-existent. The churchianity system is doing all the things opposite. They're counter to God, not doing what God has instructed us to do. So I just told a man today that we strive to leave the false religious ways of man and cling to all of God's ways. The reason we stand against all these church systems is they do the opposite. They lift up all their man's ways and they stand against the truth of God. Perfect example, public prayer, public giving, and not so much in good works, shining to show the glory of God. 1 Peter 2:12 says this, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Well, they're beholding your good works, right? Because they can see you doing them. Your light, your salt, you are out there. But just don't be praying that way. Just don't be giving that way. And then you're walking within the guidelines that our Savior gave us. So let's all test our lives. Are we striving to live up to those examples, commandments, and instructions of Christ? Or are we keeping a lot of false churchianity ways still inside of us from our past? We need to get them out. We need to repent of that. We need to vet that all out. Are we obeying by letting our good works be seen in public? Are we praying and giving in secret? And all of this works to glorify the Father that is in heaven. I really like that. Think about that. Ponder that. I hope this quick teaching has edified you, makes you understand why we do what we do, put things out publicly, teaching, witnessing, preaching, letting these good works be seen, let people see the glory of God going out. But you'll never see us praying on videos, and you'll never hear us talk a lot about what we give, what we do. Those things are to be done in secret, and then, it says, you will be rewarded. I think there's a big pride issue here. Churchianity likes to be prideful about all the things they're doing, but they're not obeying God. I think that's the most important thing we can do, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. I hope that edifies you. This has been Brother James. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog, sister's blog. Audios, articles, videos, street preaching videos, all there to glorify God, let people see good works, train you up in the ways of God, and let us know how we can help you in the faith. Hey, we're on the gospel road, preaching Christ every day. We love you all. Till next time, God bless me bring you more truth. May He be glorified. God be praised.